Yes, welcome in to the fastest 2 hours in radio at Yahoo Sports Radio. And right now it is time for another edition of the Big E Sports Show. We have got a number of subjects that we will hit on this evening. And right off the top, let's zero in on the Dallas Cowboys. They have certainly made headlines. They have exceeded expectations. And now the question is whether or not this success, is it sustainable? Joining us on our guest line, that is Brady Tinker. He is the host of DFW Sports Beat television show in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. This segment is being driven to you by Stewart Cadillac. Stewart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. Good evening, Brady. It's nice to have you with us.
Oh, listen, thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, it is week 7 in the NFL, and no doubt the Cowboys, off to this 5-1 start and a huge win over Seattle, has made them perhaps the biggest surprise in the 2014 season. And I got to ask you, Brady, just out of curiosity, I mean, before we break it all down, the who, what, why, what were your projections coming into the season, and what did you expect?
Well, if you're talking about record, I thought it would have been an achievement for them to get to 8-8, which they've been so good at doing, because the defense lost, you know, three of its best players, including Sean Lee to injury, and DeMarcus goes to Denver, and Hatcher signs in Washington. So, you know, three of your best players leave one of the worst defenses in the NFL. How is it going to get completely, you know, healed? But it's magical in terms of what Rod Marinelli is doing with this defense. You've got guys being responsible to each other and responsible to their positions, and it's a very disciplined group. It's not sexy, but they've been very disciplined, and they've been in the right places. So they're outdoing anything I thought they could have done. I think we all knew that their offensive line was very good, and the only question was, you know, would the offensive brain trust run the football? And they're doing that as well. So caught me off guard completely.
Brady, did you anticipate the Cowboys would have a different identity in terms of with the run game?
Yes. I think in being around them a lot, you could tell that a toughness was sort of taking over this team, and it all started with this offensive line. And, you know, the Zach Martin pick, whether, you know, Jerry wanted it or not, he's now sworn to secrecy to not talk about it anymore. Turns out to be a very good pick to go along with Frederick the year before and the Tyron Smith the year before that. And Ron Leary is playing really good football, and Free's not a liability at right tackle. And they have some depth with Jeremy Parnell as well. So you could sense a toughness coming on to this team driven by this offensive line at some points last year, but certainly from training camp on.
Brady Tinker is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on the Stewart Cadillac guest line. And you mentioned the Dallas Cowboys owner in Jerry Jones. And coming into this season, he said it's not going to be a rebuilding process. He rejected the idea. And he said, we're going to be better than an 8-8 team. What kind of sense do you get in terms of, you know, can this team, can they win it all?
Oh, I don't know. It's awful early to talk about that. But the NFL has been very weird this year. And then you mix in all the injuries on top of everything else, and I'm not certain, other than Seattle, that there's a team that really looks, you know, just that much better than everyone else. I mean, Denver and their offense make them pretty formidable, and their defense has been better this year actually than it was last year. But I don't know about winning it all, but I think they have a chance to compete in the East, and I would say right now it would be a shock if they didn't make the playoffs. And 6 weeks into this season, the turnaround that has occurred is mind-boggling. It really is. The toughness the tone that's been set by this offensive line, the way they run the football with DeMarco Murray, the fact that Romo now, after game one, has settled into realizing that you know, he can pull his heart rate down a little bit, that he's got weapons all over the place, and they're going to be able to control the football, and he's done that. I mean, it's all coming together, and just a band of no-names on defense. I mean, you know, it's just hard to fathom. Brandon Carr got paid a lot of money, but I don't think anybody thinks he's a fantastic player. Scandrick's probably the best player on the team, and then he ends up suspended and, you know, but comes back after a game. Wilcox just needs to keep learning. Barry Church is an overachiever. I mean, you know, with Sean Lee out of the middle of this, and he was the guy who was so prevalent at making all of this go the last 2 or 3 years and getting everyone in the right spot. You know, to pull Rolando McClain out of a hat has been unbelievable. And we thought we saw potentially some depth in the middle of the defensive line when we were at training camp. But, you know, depth, did that translate to impact plays and turnovers and quarterback pressures? We weren't sure about that. And the front seven, despite not having a lot of sacks or turnovers, has been outstanding and really maybe getting ready to get better with Anthony Spencer getting healthy and, you know, some of the guys that they may add, Tyrone Crawford playing good football. So the front seven may just get better and better. I don't know about a Super Bowl, but I do think at this point, hat in hand, I'd have to say this is definitely a playoff team.
Okay, Brady Tinker, host of the DFW Sports Beat television show in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. And you've talked a lot about the defense. It sounds like that you trusted, and obviously the defensive coordinator, Rod Marinelli, he's really done a fabulous job. I mean, these guys are trending in the right direction. They're maturing, and they're accepting their roles.
Yeah, and that's across the board. And I think if you want to give... I mean, Marinelli, the minute he got here and I started talking to guys who had played for him in the past and calling around a little bit, they all just said he is the guy that everyone plays for. I mean, Henry Melton is here and wasn't going anywhere else last year when he was, you know, available in the offseason because of Rod Marinelli. And so they play for him. They listen to him. They believe that he truly cares about them as people and wants them to get better. And if they get better, the unit gets better. They play better football, they win more games, they make more money, you know, and that's a big part of what happens in the NFL, you know. So, but I think you have to go all the way back to the top, and nobody wants to give Jason Garrett enough credit, but since he got here, he has been saying, and no, he's not the personnel director, nor is he the GM, but he has had a major impact on who has come and who has gone on this team. And along the way, he has continued to say, We're trying to get the right kind of people here. We're trying to get, and he wouldn't say my kind of people, but that's kind of what he means. We're trying to get, you know, the right guys here, and we're trying to get people who want to play football here. And I remember hearing that statement from Bill Parcells some years ago and happened to run into him and asked him, and I said, you know, what do you mean about people who want to play football? And he said, you'd be surprised how many guys reach this level and don't have the desire to be as good as they can be, or to really come out and work every day, because it's a ton of work and every play is a car wreck. And, you know, it takes a huge will and desire to want to play football in this league every day, every year for a long time. And a lot of guys don't. And I had never really considered that you would be in the NFL and you might not really genuinely want to be there. But I think Jason Garrett has quietly and confidently gone about influencing as best he can guys that come, guys that go, guys that have been re-signed, guys that haven't been re-signed. And I think he's got a lot of guys here that are of a like mind now, and Marinelli fits in with that perfectly. And their offensive philosophy, they finally went where they had to go, and I think Jason Garrett deserves a lot of credit. I really do.
We've got to step aside for our very first commercial break. We'll be right back and rejoin with Brady Tinker at YSR.